All right, I'm just going to fade down. That is a bit of Jamiroquai there with Lifeline. It's just coming up to 11:32 on Phoenix 98 FM, and you're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm joined on the line. Oh, I sounded very posh there. I'm joined on the line by producer DJ Stephen Drake. He's going to be talking about his great new track. We've been playing it here at Phoenix FM called Late Summer Vibe. So, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Michelle. Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Now, I've read your biography and just wanted to ask you, you were born in, is it Brasov in Romania?
Yeah, it's Brasov. It's a really nice mountain resort near Dracula Castle.
Yeah, that's the bit that's kind of, what a great thing to be able to put on your CV. tell us about the area you grew up in. What is it like there?
It's a really, really nice country with well-known artists and also warm people. The sites are very beautiful because we've got mountains, we've got also seaside, a lot of nice traditions, and why not, very good food.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know if you tried.
No, I'm a foodie person. Tell me what the best dish is, or the national kind of dish is there.
There are some traditional dishes known as stuffed cabbage.
Yep.
Yeah, and some amazing barbecues.
And is that with rice? Stuffed cabbage, got kind of meat and rice inside?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I was going to say, if not chocolate, it'd be fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
You're just making me hungry now. Now, the song we've been playing out, Late Summer Vibes, so before we talk about that, what's the music scene, or what was it like? Because I know you're over in the UK now, but you've travelled all over the world. So what is the music scene like in Romania?
The Romanian music, it's, let's say, a little bit different. It's like kind of European music, more based on trance, a little bit of techno house and electric dance music, something that I've done.
Mm.
But it's very well known here in England also, and it's all right, I think.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, you've traveled the world. So what, you're now settled in the UK. Where else have you been, and what music have you done around the rest of the world, and why did you think the UK is the best place?
I was travelling last year in many cities of Europe.
Yep.
Like Vienna, like Switzerland, like Geneva, Norway, Denmark. I had a lot of shows there, some private parties also that I have hosted.
Yep.
I've had a lot of fun there, and also met new people, and I think this is the most challenging and also important part of my work, just to meet new people and to bring out that bling, that things that put people on the mood.
Mm. Yeah, I was listening to the track. I really love the track. I turned it right up in the studio the couple of times I've played it on air.
Okay.
When you're actually putting stuff together and you're mixing stuff or you're sampling stuff, how long does it normally take you to get a track together, or does it just depend on the track you're doing?
Basically depends on the mood I am, first of all, because I'm considered to be an artist.
Yeah.
So it's really going just by there. Depends on the mood, and probably it's gonna take something like 2-3 days. My background as an artist, as a professional choir singer, helps me a lot.
Yeah.
And basically, I use all my experience as a DJ to try to build a live show.
Mm. Because you play guitar as well. Do you play guitar at any live shows? Because I know.
Yeah, I play acoustic and also electric guitar.
Mm. So when people come along to sort of see you at one of the performances, what sort of things can they expect from the night?
Sorry, it's a little bit windy. Can you repeat that?
That's okay. Oh, they've sent you outside. You were in the studio working. They've sent you outside.
Yeah, I just went a little bit outside. I have to buy a coffee.
All right.
Just to refresh myself.
Oh, is it talking to me that's caused that?
Yeah.
I was going to say, when you go on stage, tell us about the actual what people can expect when they come to see you live.
I think it's really interesting in our jobs as DJs, as well in your job, probably. When you're playing, when I'm playing, you know, I don't know, a new country, a new bar, pub, everything comes up through at that moment. Because I don't know what to expect, really, and I'm conducted just by the vibe from the people. So, yeah, it's exciting and challenging in being a DJ. And it's more exciting when you're, I don't know, back on the stage and just try to figure out what to play.
Yeah.
And it's all about the interaction with the people, and I don't know, this is the thing that I love.
Yeah. I was you're in the studio writing at the moment, so what's coming up? Because you've got your SoundCloud account, so you can give out the details of SoundCloud because people can find you on there.
Yeah, my SoundCloud, my Twitter, and from next week we're going to be broadcasted on YouTube as well.
Excellent. Well, you have to send me all the details as well so I can put them up, but can you give me any details for you? What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Stefan Drake.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice and easy. Some people have, this is the point, some point, but you try and search for people and they don't have the same name. You can spend days trying to find people.
I know, happened to me.
Or otherwise, sometimes when I've done an interview, I've actually tagged somebody who had the same names as a guest, but actually just lived in a completely different country, which is quite embarrassing. That's quite embarrassing. So you're in the studio writing at the moment, so tell us about what you put. Are you putting together an EP or...?
Yeah, I'm going to put together an EP. It's more based like a soft techno house lounge. I'm going to prepare an event for a UK night here, maybe in London, I'm not so sure yet. But it's a little bit of inspiration from Carl Cox, John Digweed, well-known artists from here.
Yeah.
And my mentor, as well know, Ruje, who helped me a lot and... has got my appreciation.
I was going to say, now we're going to move on to the tracks. We're going to end the interview with the track. It's a cracking song. It really is. It's just it is a beautiful summer song as well. It's called Late Summer Vibes. Tell everybody about it.
About the Late Summer Vibes. Late Summer Vibes was first came out, let me think, 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
It was my inspiration from the places that I've gone and tried to put together some parts of my vibes and some melodies, some tracks that I used to listen.
Yeah.
And I think I saw something good from it.
Yeah. It's a fantastic track. I want to make sure that I take it on holiday, so when I'm sat at the beach and having a nice drink, I've got it in my headphones.
Yeah, I
can
do that.
Because it is. It's one of those tunes that's really uplifting, and it is a perfect summer song. We will be playing some more of your tracks later on in the week, because I'm waiting for those to come over. So just give out your SoundCloud and your website, if you can, for us.
Yeah, no problem. My SoundCloud is Stefan Drake.
Yep.
My profile on Facebook is the same, Stefan Drake. My Twitter is Stefan Drake. And from next week, the YouTube will be Stefan Drake. Probably before 2016, my new site will come down, and I surely email it to you, no problem.
Lovely. Well, it's been great to talk to you today. Thank you for giving us some time to talk.
Me too.
It's been great.
I wish you all the best.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
I will do. And here is Stefan Drake, and this is Late Summer Vibes. It's a cracking track. Have a good day. See you later, Stefan.
Have a good day, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.